This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
It is a beautiful, crisp Monday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the Air. Really glad you're with us. And I thank those of you who are new to the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. You know, I'm going to start doing a lot of stuff on Instagram. And it's Scoot on the Air Instagram, too. So we'll have more details on that. And, you know, I love this social media outlet because it's an extension of the show. And it gives me a chance to give you visuals of what we talk about. Sometimes I am talking about something and I can immediately give you a visual. And so that's a great aspect of that. But, yeah, if you want to join me, please do. Scoot on the Air Facebook and soon to be, well, I've already got the Scoot on the Air Instagram. I just have not been active on that, but I'm going to become more active on that really soon. And I love when you comment on what we post on Facebook. I love when you comment on the comments. And I just, here's a suggestion. Right-wing radicals believe that they have stolen the American flag from us. They believe the American flag stands for them. It stands for their specific view of America. But that flag represents all of us. And that flag represents diversity. That flag represents the right, the absolute right we have to disagree with each other. And so if you're moderate, if you're a radical moderate, if you're independent, if you're a moderate Republican or a moderate Democrat or a radical Democrat, if you're a left-leaning leftist radical, what you need to start doing is do like the MAGAites and the right-wing radicals. They post a series. When they post something, at the end of their post, their comment, they put a series of American flags. We need to start doing that, too. So if you're not a right-wing radical, start putting the American flag, a series of, just do at least three American flags at the end of every one of your posts. And then those who think that they're right-wing radicals and they stand out because the American flag is there, they're not going to stand out anymore. And I think it's just important for us to realize that that American flag represents all of us and it represents our absolute, absolute right to disagree. Charles is in Baton Rouge. Charles, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Charles. Beautiful day in Baton Rouge. A sparkling blue sky and gorgeous outside. Yeah. That's where I'm sitting in my backyard. I'm an old retired guy, and I love listening to your show.
You're lucky.
And I have one correction, I think. I recall that Don the Con, our president, sometime during his first presidency, while he was on a border visit, asked someone, can't you just shoot them in the leg? Mr. Musk may agree with that 100% and may be parroting that, but I think you shouldn't take the credit away from the man who I heard on the news say it, or at least reported that he said it. His choice of president ex officio, and making all these cups, fed my Schadenfreude. I don't know if you know that term.
No, I don't.
Have one of you guys look it up. But the gentleman who called in whose job was terminated by the president ex officio, was brave enough to say that he had voted for Trump and regretted it. And I applaud him for that, because that's the first step to his recovery to becoming an American citizen who believes in the Constitution and all the rest of it that goes along with that. So the gentleman that called you, I didn't hear what the situation was with the gentleman that called you about having some lease arrangement that the, quote, government, which he should refer to as Donald Trump's government now, because it's no longer the government of anyone. It's Donald Trump's government and these 20-year-olds that he has appointed through Musk to run agencies they have no clue about. And the problem with that is, I worked for the government for 27 years in the state government, and when things, and we have went through changes like that, not as drastic, but enough similar that I can easily extrapolate what's going on in the federal government right now, and that is everybody is frozen. If they haven't gotten the letter that they're going to be fired or terminated because they were hired within the last 2 years, which is standard business practice, the ones who have been there more than 2 years are wondering, well, when is it going to stop? The ones at the top know that their targets are on their backs because they're the people that make it go or not go. They're the ones that say freeze the money or don't freeze the money. So they're in a position of getting an order that says freeze the money, so they do that because they're trying to keep their job. And so the gentleman who called you suffers because the people who work in Louisiana who have to go through that chain to Washington aren't going to do anything that they know is in the fire, and they're not going to be the one to wee-wee on it. So...
It's only going to get worse.
Scoot. AP being barred from the plane is just the first step.
That's a shame. I mean, even Fox News... political guru Brit Hume said it's wrong. Brit Hume on Fox News said it's wrong and unconstitutional for Trump to ban the Associated Press, because we live in a country where it's okay to disagree, and the American flag and the Constitution stand for our right to disagree. And you have a president who wants to ban the media that disagrees with him. That's unconstitutional, in my opinion. I wonder how some people are going to feel, some people who voted for Trump, if they get fired as a result of Trump. I mean, you vote for Trump and he fires you. Are you going to still stand with Donald Trump's principles and say, well, I'm just a sacrificial lamb, man. I got fired. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to take care of my family. I've been fired by Trump, but I'm for Trump. I'm for Trump. Are you still going to be for Trump if you get fired by his administration and you voted for him? I don't know. I mean, that's something that we have to wait and see how that all turns out. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Julie Walker, AP correspondent, reports on Saturday Night Live's epic 50th anniversary show. It was on last night.
Saturday Night Live celebrated 50 years with comedy, music, and a slew of famous friends. During Sunday night's live broadcast, frequent host Steve Martin did the opening monologue, telling the audience of stars, "I was actually vacationing on a friend's boat down on the Gulf of Steve Martin when I got the call to do the show." Jimmy Fallon said on the red carpet, being part of the cast was a dream come true.
Since I was a kid, I used to cut my birthday cake and make a wish to be on Saturday Night Live and throw a coin in a fountain. And 50 years later, here I am. I'm the luckiest guy on earth.
The night included cameos from Tom Hanks, Eddie Murphy, Meryl Streep, and Jack Nicholson, just to name a few of the many stars. The first show was in 1975. Original cast members included John Belushi, Gilda Radner, and Chevy Chase. Julie Walker, New York.
Amy Poehler says that Saturday Night Live was the biggest influence on pop culture, and being part of it was really cool.
I think SNL was the biggest influence on pop culture, and used comedy and music to kind of reflect back to us where we were. So the show is constantly doing that, and being a part of that, like, living organism is really cool. I grew up with the show, you know. I was born in 1971, and it's been with me my whole life. So it feels amazing to be here.
Yeah, I watched it in the very beginning. My wife and I had friends, and every Saturday night we would go to dinner and then either go to their apartment or my house, and we would watch Saturday Night Live, and it was awesome. You know, sometimes we'd spark up a doob, and sometimes we'd drink a little bit, or sometimes we'd do a little bit of both. But those were really fun times. I think the earliest years were the best in some ways, but I've been watching it recently, and there are moments of brilliance on Saturday Night Live. I have to be honest with you. I was really anticipating the 50th anniversary special last night, and I was disappointed. The best part of it was when they looked back. The best part of it was showing things from the past. The new skits, I mean, they were a few, but they weren't really that funny. It opened up with Paul Simon and Sabrina Carpenter singing Homeward Bound. And I felt so badly for Paul Simon because he's really, really lost his voice. The show overall was really racy for prime time. Steve Martin, as you've just heard, was the host. They did a parody on Lawrence Welk and, like, Robert Goulet and the Lennon Sisters. I didn't get it. I mean, I've watched Saturday Night Live from the beginning, and I didn't get it. There was a wedding renewal reception bit. I didn't get that. I thought it was cool that Keith Richards was there, and it's always cool to see him alive. Peyton Manning was there. Cher was there. I mean, the list of celebrities goes on and on. There was a question and answer with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, and I didn't think that was that funny. I mean, I don't mean to be a downer here, but oh, in fact, there was a whole bit on Debbie Downer. I mean, that bit was like, you know, kind of okay. Miley Cyrus saying Nothing Compares to You. And that's not a good way to show off her voice. I mean, I didn't think it was that good. And I love Miley Cyrus. I mean, she's got an incredible voice. So I didn't care for that. Colin Jost and Michael Che, I didn't think Weekend Update was that funny. Kate McKinnon and Meryl Streep, they did a funny bit. Lorraine Newman was there. I thought this was really nice. She was doing a tour of the studio when nobody was there, and she was lamenting back on her past. And Davidson was there as just a construction worker who didn't know who she was. And that was a little bit funny. Jack Nicholson introduced Adam Sandler. And Adam Sandler did this song about 50 years. And Adam Sandler's brilliant with writing songs like this, you know, the Thanksgiving song and then the Hanukkah song. He's really brilliant with that. I mean, the 50-year song was okay. It was kind of touching when he talked about those Saturday Night Live members that have passed. I thought this was a really funny line, or this was a bit. Trouble sleeping? Take After Update, because nothing puts you to sleep faster than the skits after Weekend Update. Take After Update. I thought that was funny. And then they did a montage of fake commercials that they've done from the past. I thought that was really good. But again, those were the commercials from the past. Mike Myers joined the staff as the woman, I forget her name, Linda, or whatever the woman's name is, on Coffee Talk. Coffee Talk. I'm becoming a little verklempt. Talk amongst yourselves. Anyway, that was pretty funny. Lil Wayne and the Roots, that was good. In fact, let's do a real fast text off here. If you watched last night and you watch the Super Bowl, who was better, Lil Wayne on Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary last night, Lil Wayne last night, or Kendrick Lamar in the Super Bowl halftime show? Which was better? Just put Lil Wayne or Kendrick Lamar. Just text that to the Oakland Heart text line, 504-260-1870. We'll do a quick text off on this. Who was better, Lil Wayne last night on the Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary special, or Kendrick Lamar during the Super Bowl halftime show? Lil Wayne or Kendrick Lamar? Text that to the Oakland Heart text line, 504-260-1870. Tom Hanks did a funny bit when he talked about the Saturday Night Live characters and the skits that have been lost. You laughed, but they've been lost. They will never, ever be seen again because of ethnic stereotyping. and they did a montage of some of the amazing things that they got away with in the past, things that could never be done today. And there's such a classic moment between Chevy Chase and Richard Pryor. Honky! Honky, honky! Well, what if we, then Chevy Chase uses the N-word, and then Richard Pryor goes, dead honky. I thought that was funny. The Scared Straight skit with Kenan Thompson, Will Ferrell, and Eddie Murphy, that was pretty funny. Garrett Morris, one of the original cast members from New Orleans, introduced a film that looked back on John Belushi doing a mock tour of a cemetery, projecting the Saturday Night Live cast members that would die. Or that would die before him. And, you know, it wasn't funny. That was one of the things from the past that wasn't funny. And then Sir Paul McCartney sort of ended the show. And I love that he's letting his hair grow silver. And I thought he looked fabulous. But what did you think of the Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary special last night? It was like 3.5 hours. I was disappointed. I mean, there's so much, you know, it's almost like there was so much talent there, they just didn't know what to do with it. And what they did, the new stuff they did, I didn't think was that funny. The funniest stuff was stuff that they brought back from the past. So if you want to comment on that, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Also, I think it's really great that NFL analyst Mike Dettillier is calling for the Saints to get rid of Derek Carr. I agree with that. I have been negative about Derek Carr, and I was negative about Dennis Allen, and I was negative about their relationship, and I got called out. I got called out for that. But it turned out that I was right about Dennis Allen. And Mike Dettillier will not get called out for this, but Derek Carr is not our future, and he should go. And I like the idea of giving Spencer Rattler a legitimate shot, because too many receivers were out and he didn't have a fair chance to prove himself. So I hope he gets a fair shot, and the Saints need to look for a quarterback. And I love that Dennis Allen is not there and Derek Carr doesn't have this guarantee that he's the quarterback as long as Dennis Allen is there. You shouldn't be guaranteed your job because of friendship or because of familiarity. Your job should be guaranteed because of the job that you do. And Derek Carr was going to get that position just because Dennis Allen told him he'd be the starting quarterback. And that doesn't lead to a team excelling. I'll put it that way. So I'm glad things are changing. I am thrilled that things are changing. I'm excited. I'm excited about the Saints season coming up. And I'm excited about the draft. All right, if you have a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right. 25 years after agreeing to sing at Marsha Brady's prom on the Brady Bunch, Davy Jones reunited with the Bradys, and some of the fellow monkeys also appeared in the Brady Bunch movie, and Davy Jones performed this song again. It happened on this day in 1995. It was more of a grungy version of the song, but he performed the song again in the Brady Bunch movie on this day in 1995. All right, I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
You know, that was an early opening for Saturday Night Live. And in fact, I had forgotten that they used to call it Saturday Night. That was the original name, Saturday Night, and then it was Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Live was not on. It was a repeat of, if it wasn't the first one, it was one of the early ones. George Carlin was the host, Billy Preston, and Janis Ian. Man, what a depressing song that song is at 17, but it was a huge hit. Anyway, it was one of the really early Saturday Night Lives, and that was on in Saturday Night Live's place, Saturday Night. You know, I mean, there were a few funny moments, but it really wasn't that funny. And I wish I had better things to say about the 50th anniversary special, but I didn't think the stuff was that funny, especially the new stuff they did. And I mean, how could they blow this with all the talent that they had? You know, just celebrating your 50th anniversary doesn't make you great. You know, you still have to perform and be great, and I was just a little disappointed in the performance. And as I said a moment ago, the best part was when they showed things from the past. All right, we just had a quick text off. It was really close, but Lil Wayne's performance was better than Kendrick Lamar's halftime performance. And somebody sent a text and said, well, you can't compare the two. Well, sure you can. You can just simply ask somebody, which did you like better? Kendrick Lamar at the Super Bowl halftime show or Lil Wayne during the Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary show last night? I thought Lil Wayne was better. So it's a simple question to ask. But anyway, it's a close one, but Lil Wayne won the text off. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Okunar Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Gretna. Sam, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, I'd email you to death, but I try to stay off the air a little bit so I don't drag the show down. And as you read my email, you'll understand why.
Oh, you won't drag it down. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had to chime in on the drunk driving thing. Real quick, who was it that came up with that idea about shooting illegals in the leg or something?
Well, you know,
who came up with that idea?
Trump. Trump or somebody else, maybe, but there was some speculation from Trump about why you couldn't just shoot them in the leg when they crossed the border to, like, you know, to slow them down and catch them.
Huh. Well, yeah, but before you shoot them, how you know if they're illegal or not?
Well, and I guess we could get really tacky and start talking about, you know, did you bag your limit for the day?
Yeah. Well, anyway, on the more important things, I had to chime in because I've been victimized by drunks twice. 25 years ago, my dearly departed classic Chevy truck, I got wiped out head on by repeat offender drunk drivers, no license, no insurance, crossing the state line of Arkansas. Wow. And I almost got killed, severe concussion. And that was when they had a lot less knowledge on concussions, and because I drive for a living with dizzy spells and blackouts, I was out of work 2.5 years.
Oh, wow.
Fast forward to the present, a year ago Christmas night, which, not New Year's night, Christmas night is universally known as the worst drunk driving night on the calendar. And you would think New Year's Eve, right?
Yeah.
No, New Year's Eve. People go to their parties, they stick around, they take a cab home. All right, there's more driving, per se, Christmas all through the day. Relatives, mixed families, and so forth. So that, now get this, while I was 700 miles out of town, this repeat offender drunk driver, illegal, of course, no license, no insurance, no registration on the truck, expired plate on the truck, whoever the truck belongs to, took out my neighbor's fence, my other neighbor's granddaughter's car that she had owned 2 years. She was visiting her grandparents. And my classic Chevy Camaro convertible was jacked up against the side of my house that I've been trying to sell. So that was $10,000 gone. Anyway, this guy is not one of Biden's new guests. He had been doing this in JP since 2013. And it took some digging because we have to protect the privacy of the criminal. It took some digging to find out that since 2013 in JP, he's gotten 5 DWIs.
And
one of them,
happen.
If you look on, yeah, if you look on these codes behind the ordinance number, and I had to have someone write the PD translate. One of them, an ABC, is like twice the legal limit alcohol. Another code I didn't recognize is child endangerment. I'm thinking, wait, this guy's a sicko. And right away, the Gretna officer said, no, that means he had a kid in the car driving drunk. What?
Well,
no jail time.
Well,
now,
Sam,
the only reason he got picked up here, he had missed his court dates, not because of what he did to our neighborhood. It's just too lax everywhere. And unlike last night, no one got killed in the circumstance. But they just let these people just prowl the streets, and there's no consequence. If they're picked up by the police, these liberal prosecutors give them a slap on the hand, a fine, so that way they'll mess up again, and, you know, the prosecuting attorney can make another fine. You know, it's horrid. Yeah. And my heart goes out to that family the other night. It's horrible.
It is horrible.
Horrible.
And, this couple that was killed, they're the grandparents of their grandson who was killed New Year's Day on Bourbon Street in the terrorist attack. And the driver was drunk, Stephen Juarez, 33 years old. I mean, he was like trashed. You can't get behind the wheel of a car if you're trashed. You're stupid if you do that, and you're a criminal. And I just think more needs to be done. We also talked earlier about the number of people driving around the New Orleans area without license plates, and you know they're doing this on purpose, because if they get into an accident or if they do something, if they commit a crime, they don't want you to be able to identify them, so they don't put a license plate on their car. And more law enforcement throughout this whole area should dedicate more time, I think, to pulling these people over. Because, you know, you could be identifying, you could be getting a potential criminal in the system. Because some people, you know, may have other reasons, but for the most part, it's either illegals or it's people who are just are basically announcing, I'm a criminal. And I don't want my license plate on my car because I want to be able to do whatever I want and you can't find me. So that needs to change, and there needs to be more dedication to finding those people. If you're on hold, hang on. If you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Here's a text that says, Paul McCartney was horrible, looked dead. You know, I got to tell you, and I love Sir Paul to death. I love him. I don't know whether he was having a bad night or if he's lost his voice, but his voice was not good. I thought he looked good, and I think it's really cool that he's letting his hair go all silver. I thought he looked great, but he didn't sound so good. Now, has he lost his voice? I don't know. It might have just been a bad night. He might have been suffering. He might have had a cold or something. Same thing with Paul Simon, because Paul Simon did not sound good in the beginning, and Paul McCartney did not sound good either.
Well, you know, Scoop, Paul McCartney was here in New Orleans during Super Bowl weekend, so that probably had a lot to do. Maybe he partied too hard.
Maybe so. Maybe strained his vocal cords. All right, on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1984, Footloose opened up in... Oh, no, wait. No, we've got something else here. Oh, we're going to do that coming out of the break. All right, look. Hey, if you've never been in a Mardi Gras parade, we're giving you a chance to do this. It's an amazing ride. If you've never been in it, maybe you and your partner or you and one of your kids would love to do it. We're giving away an opportunity for you to win tickets to ride in the Crew of Argus Mardi Gras Day. Ride high on top of a float. The throws and costumes, everything is included. It's for two, and it would be all free. And you can go to the WWL.com website, WWL.com/contest with an S, and register for your chance to win. It's the ride of a lifetime for the greatest free show on earth. It's powered by Honda of Covington, Les Bons Lentou Roulet, or whatever, or Que Pasa. It's not really that good. But I got to do it like little Pepe Le Preux. Les Bons Roulet. Olay. All right. Anyway, it's from WWL and Honda from Covington. So go there and register because it's a great ride. We'll be right back. Yeah, I had a premature verbalization earlier. On this day in 1984, Footloose opened up at theaters nationwide. The soundtrack with Kenny Loggins, Denise Williams, and Sammy Hagar was really successful. Footloose and Let's Hear It for the Boy both went to number one in America. And look, I know when some of you hear this song, you probably start moving in your mind doing that Footloose line dance. I've learned the Cupid Shuffle and the Electric Slide, and I don't know if I'm going to go any further. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Yeah, Monday afternoon. Let's head out to Kenner and Robert. You're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. Hey, I'm going to take out speaker.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the Saturday Night Live. We you must be the same age as me. We never went out until we watched Saturday Night Live.
Oh, no, okay? No.
In the old days.
Or went out before.
Yeah, exactly. I thought the George Carlin thing was very disappointing.
Me too.
Truthfully,
you know, I looked
about it.
There were a couple of funny moments in that whole show, but I think that was the original episode that aired, and it was on in the place of Saturday Night Live Saturday night, and I was disappointed overall in him and the bits, and he's as funny as they come, or was as funny.
Being an old one, I never knew of any of them that weren't good, and I was really disappointed in that one. I thought. Last night, I was waiting for Steve Martin to do his excuse me imitation.
Oh, my okay? God. Well, excuse me.
Why did they not have him do that?
I don't know. I don't know. That would have been classy because that was just such a great moment.
Well, and Martin Short was on a couple weeks ago, and he didn't do any of his old characters.
Yeah.
Okay? And I was disappointed in that. You know, I can't stand more than 5 minutes of the new stuff. I'm just, the skits are way too long. I don't know what the deal is, but I'm just glad we got to see it when they were really good.
Yeah, my favorite part every week is Weekend Update, but sometimes that's a little weak. And there are some bits that are funny, but I agree with you, Robert. It's not as funny as it used to be, although they do have some funny moments. I think sometimes the opening that makes a political statement is the funniest. And I'm all for comedy and politics, and I don't care who they're making fun of. If it's good comedy, it's good comedy, and I appreciate it.
Well, and I thought Lorne Michaels should have said something last night. He was kind of weird.
Okay? Yeah,
but
I mean,
he didn't say anything at the end. You know?
I know. He almost looked like he was about to, like, just totally break down in tears. But, you know, this was such a joyous moment. But I don't, maybe he was overcome with emotion. I don't know. But I was disappointed.
I do agree with what you said. They should have just shown all the old clips. That would have been a great show, especially like Jeopardy and everything else. That was just, you know, those were priceless. But anyway, but I'm glad you brought it up.
Robert,
I
appreciate the call. All right. By the way, I want to thank all of you who stopped by Perfume Headquarters Friday. We did the show live on Valentine's Day from Perfume Headquarters, and a lot of people came by, and a lot of our listeners came by, and I loved meeting all of you. And I gave T-shirts to many of you, the Scoot in the Air, Scoot on the Air, Tuned In T-shirts, and was happy to do that. But thank all of you for taking time to come by. And I know a lot of you got really good deals on perfume and cologne at Perfume Headquarters. And I just want to thank you for stopping by, because as I tell you, when I meet you, I put a face with the audience. So I never feel like I'm alone in the studio when I get to meet you guys. And I envision your faces. I think about the faces of the people that I meet. And that gives me a definition of this show. And that's why I know that this show is so much bigger. And there are other ways that we know it. But the show is so much bigger than the few people who call up and complain. And, you know, you can't, I don't care what you do in life, you can't make everybody happy. And I don't know what you do for a living, but not everybody likes you. And you can't even make everybody happy. So, you know, I learned in this business a long time ago, you can't even try. And you just do the best you can and just be honest with everything. And I tried to be honest with everything concerning the show, this show. But it was great to meet all of you. And tomorrow we're going to be live at Logo Express. I was there this morning. And a lot of people were there, so people are starting to stock up on their new Mardi Gras apparel for 2025. And if you've got kids, they're bigger this year than they were last year, so you might need new stuff for them. And they've got just the cutest purple, green, and gold glitter jackets for kids. you know, and it might be a little chilly through this weekend and for the next, I guess the next week or so, it's going to be a little chilly. So you might want to wear a little something. They've got onesies for kids and really nice glitter mini skirts and dresses and glitter jackets. And not just that, but they have some things that you can wear year round. Like there's this one soft pink sweater and shorts that go with it, and very reasonably priced, and it's got fleur-de-lis in Mardi Gras colors on it. So that's something that, you know, you could wear that year-round and not just for Mardi Gras. So this is where you get your Mardi Gras stuff at Logo Express. So if you want to come pick up some stuff, come there tomorrow. You're going to get great deals on everything. There's a brand new showroom. So they've got the main room with all the Mardi Gras stuff in it, then a new showroom. They've got dressing rooms for you to change stuff, try stuff on if you want to try stuff on. And again, you're going to get the best deal on Mardi Gras apparel. You can also go to the website, MardiGrasApparel.com. But we're going to be there tomorrow from 1 to 4.
All right. Now, before we go to break and check in with traffic, I just had a thought about the SNL 50 thing.
Yeah.
For those who were kind of disappointed about the 50th anniversary SNL, just stick around for the 100th anniversary, and maybe they'll learn from many mistakes and do it a lot better.
Yeah, maybe they will. But then we're going to have a longer bit concerning those people who are no longer with us, I guess. All right. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, today we wish happy birthday to Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day. Billy Joe Armstrong, 53 years old. There's a guy who's lucky to be alive. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. I got a text here that says that Paul McCartney did 3 free shows in New York City over the weekend, all of them over 100 minutes long. Maybe Paul McCartney was just exhausted when he did the Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary special. Because I've heard Paul in recent years, and his voice is good, but it was not good last night when he did the song Carry the Weight. But I'm glad to hear that there might be an excuse and that he hasn't lost his voice. He must have just been exhausted. It just sounded kind of raspy and seemed like he couldn't hit even some of the specific notes. But anyway, it was great to see him on that stage. I mean, it's great to see Paul McCartney anywhere. I think the guy looks great. All right, Sports Talk with Mike Dettillier and Steve Geller coming up next. They'll have a lot to talk about it. Mike Dettillier is talking about how the Saints need to just get rid of Derek Carr, give Spencer Rattler a shot. I agree with that. Maybe there's a better quarterback. Maybe there's a veteran quarterback the Saints could get too. But Spencer Rattler should not be judged because he was in a situation where he was dealing with a team that was not at its best. And so many receivers were out. How do you judge a quarterback when your top receivers are out? I want to thank Diane Newman, our program director and brand manager, assistant program director and brand manager, and senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke, studio producer Coleman, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller, and traffic with Courtney P. And as always, I thank all of you for being part of this show. I'm Scoot on the Air. Have a great afternoon. Enjoy this Monday afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.